Don't kiss me.
No! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Unbelievable!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Okay, all right. We want to hear everything. Monica, get some wine and unplug the phone. Rachel, does this end well, or do we need to get tissues?
Oh, it ended very well.
Oh, not sure without me! Not sure without me!
Let's hear about the kiss. Was it like a soft brush against your lips, or was it like a, you know, I gotta have you now kind of thing?
Well, at first it was really intense, you know, and then, oh God, and then we just sort of sunk into it.
So okay, was he holding you, or was his hands like on your back?
No, actually, first they started out on my waist, and then they slid up, and then they were in my hair.
Oh.
And then I kissed her.
So?
Yeah.
Cool.
This bad boy, 12 megabytes of RAM, 500 megabyte hard drive, built-in spreadsheet capabilities, and a modem that transmits at over 28,000 BPS.
Wow. What are you going to use it for?
Games and stuff.
There are no jobs. There are no jobs for me.
Oh, wait, here's one. Would you be willing to cook naked?
Isn't that for a naked chef?
No, but if you're willing to cook naked, then you might be willing to dance naked. Then.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, so, how'd you make out last night?
That is funny. That is painfully funny. No, wait. Yeah, that's just painful.
I thought last night was great.
Yeah, it was, but I get home, okay, and I see Julie's saline solution on my night table, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? I mean, here I am, I'm with Julie, this incredible, great woman who I care about and who cares about me, and I'm like, what, am I just going to throw all that away?
You got all that from saline solution?
You know, we're talking about Rachel here. You and Rachel.
Well, believe me, I've been dreaming about me and Rachel for like 10 years now, but now I'm with Julie. You know, so it's like me and Julie, me and Rachel. Me and Julie, me and Rachel. Rachel.
Hey, you.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Lenny.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Julie. Julie. How are you?
Good.
Good. So everybody's here. Everybody's good. So are you going to play something, Phoebe?
Well, actually,
wait.
I just... Okay.
All right. Hey, Julie, I didn't know you wore lenses.
What? Okay. Hi. Hello. Hi. Okay. So, this is a song about a love triangle between three people that I made up. It's called Two of Them Kissed Last Night. There was a girl, we'll call her Betty, and a guy, let's call him Neil. Now, I can't stress this point too strongly, this story isn't real. Now on Neil must decide, who will be the girl that he casts aside? Will Betty be the one who he loves truly, or will it be the one who will come newly? He must decide, even though I made him up, he must decide.
Well, This is a nice resume. Nice. Muy impresivo.
So, Mr. Professor, what exactly does this job entail? The ad wasn't too clear.
Mocklet.
I'm sorry?
Mocklet. It's a completely synthetic chocolate substitute.
Ooh.
Well, go ahead, try these. Yeah, we think that mocklet is even better than chocolate.
Right. Mm.
Yeah?
I love how it crumbles. The chocolate doesn't do that.
No, man. Well, anywho, we should be getting our FDA approval any day now. Hopefully, in time for Thanksgiving. See, the way we look at it, chocolate already dominates most of your major food preparation holidays, Easter, Christmas, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're thinking, given the right marketing, we can make Thanksgiving the mocklet holiday.
Wow.
You going to swallow that?
There's plenty for it to stop bubbling.
Yeah, isn't that great? Well, anywho, we're looking for a couple of chefs who can create some Thanksgiving-themed recipes. Do you think you might be interested?
Absolutely. See, I love creating new recipes. I love Thanksgiving. And, well, now, I love mocklet.
Really?
Mm. Especially that aftertaste. You know, tell you, that'll last until Christmas. How about mocklet loaf? Not very Thanksgiving-y. So how about pilgrim mocklet mousse? What makes a pilgrim? We'll put buckles on it. Hey. Did Rasta? No, I'm sorry. Why didn't he call? He's going to stay with Julie, isn't he? He's going to stay with her, and she's going to be all, hi, I'm Julie, rustic me. And we're going to get married and lots of kids and dig up stuff together. No offense, but that sounds nothing like her.
I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I mean, this is like a complete nightmare.
Oh, I know. This must be so hard.
Oh, no. Two women love me. They're both gorgeous and sexy. My wallet's too small for my 50s, and my diamond shoes are too tight.
Hey, here's a thought, Rob.
Don't touch your computer. Don't ever touch a computer.
Rob, listen. I got two words for you. Threesome.
Okay, all right, look, let's get logical about this, okay? We'll make a list. Rachel and Julie, pros and cons.
Oh.
We'll put their names in bold with different fonts, and I can use different colors for each column.
Can't we just use a pen?
No, Amish boy.
All right, let's start with the cons, because they're more fun. Rachel first.
I don't know. I mean, all right, I guess you can say she's a little spoiled sometimes.
You could say that?
No. I guess, you know, sometimes she's a little bitchy, you know? And I seem to be a little too into her looks. And Julie and I, we have a lot in common because we're both paleontologists, right? But, I mean, Rachel's just a waitress.
Waitress. Got it. You guys want to play Doom? Well, we can keep doing this. What else?
I don't know.
Oh.
Her ankles are a little chubby.
Okay, let's do Julie. What's wrong with her?
She's not Rachel.
Okay, this is pumpkin pie with a mocklet cookie crumb crust. This is mocklet cranberry cake, and these are mocklet chip cookies, just like the Indian serve.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, good?
Oh, my God, I can't believe you let me put this in my mouth.
wait, more! Oh, this is what evil must taste like.
I'm telling you, this thing won't print. Yes, I pressed that button like 100 times. You know, for a hotline, you're not so hot. What?
What is that in the background? Are you watching Star Trek?
Hey. How's it going, Julie? Did you break her heart?
Yes. It was horrible. She cried. I cried. She threw things. They hit me. I did the right thing.
So, Spock actually hugs his father?
Hey, do you guys...
Hi.
Where are you going?
I just got back from Julie's.
Huh.
No, it's not what you think. It's the other thing.
Well, what's the other thing? What do I think?
Well,
he broke up with Julie. Well, go hug her, for God's sake.
Really?
Really. It's always been you, right?
Oh, this is good. This is really good.
I know. It's almost... What do you say we go take a walk? Just us, not them?
My coat.
Okay. No, hey, whoa. I'll get your coat.
Okay. Gotta get my coat. Gotta get my coat.
He won't. He won't. Because isn't that the short story you were writing?
Yes, it is a short story that I was writing.
In a minute? When I read it?
No.
Come on.
Hey, why don't you read it to her? It was summer, and it was hot. Rachel was there. A lonely gray couch. Oh, look, cried Ned. And then the kingdom was his forever, the end. That's it, that's all you wrote? You're the worst writer in the whole world.
All right, you know what? This isn't funny anymore. There's something about me on that piece of paper, and I want to see it.
There you go.
You know what? It's fine. If you guys want to be children about this, that's fine. I do not need it. What is this?
That's better.
Ross, what is it?
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, just remember how crazy I am about you, okay?
Kind of ditzy. I was too into her looks. Spoiled.
Now that's a little spoiler. He's supposed to type little, the idiot.
Is it a waitress?
Now that was, as opposed to, okay, is this over yet? Wait.
I do not have chubby ankles.
No, but for Jacob. Okay, look at the other side. Look at Julie's column.
She's not Rachel? What the hell's a Rachel? That's a stupid paleontology word that I wouldn't know because I'm just a waitress.
No. Wait, come on. Wait. No, it's she's not
Rachel! She's not... Rachel?
My diary. My diary. That's brilliant. I should have told her it was my diary. She never would have made me read her my diary.
No, that's true. You know, you'd be a great person to have around the day after an emergency. I cannot believe Ross even made this list.
I know.
What a dinkus.
Hey, cut him some slack. It was Chandler's idea.
What?
Oh, good. I was hoping that would come up.
This is your idea?
All right, let's get some perspective here, okay? These things, they happen for a reason.
Yeah, you.
All right, Phoebe, back me up here, okay? You believe in that karma crap, don't you?
By the way, good luck in your next class as a dung beetle. Big of you, Ross. I said, don't go!
You know what? You know what? If things were the other way around, there was nothing you could put on a list that would ever make me not want to be with you.
Well, then I guess that's the difference between us. You think I'd never make a list.
I don't know how long you're supposed to wait in this type of situation before you can talk again. Maybe a little longer.
Now, in some of these recipes, the quantities may seem just a little unusual. Like these coconut mocklet holiday nut bars, I've indicated 4 cups of coconut and 4 cups of crushed nut and only 1 tablespoon of mocklet.
Doesn't matter.
What?
Our FDA approval didn't come through. Something about laboratory rats.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, anywho, here's your check. Thank you for all the trouble you went through. Listen, you didn't eat a lot of it while you were cooking, did you?
Well, I ate some.
Oh, some. That's fine. Some is fine. Some is not a lot. So it doesn't burn when you pee, does it?
Well.
Hi.
Is that him again? Tell him I come to the phone, but my ankles are weighing me down. Listen, I don't think this is the best time.
But can...
Can you do something for me?
Sure, what? Okay. Sorry. Music!
The next one is dedicated to Rachel from Ross. Rachel, he wants you to know he's deeply sorry for what he did, and he hopes you can find it in your heart to forgive him.
See the stillness in your eyes. See the thorns twisting your sides. I'll wait for you. I have held and to something. A bed on me, she lets me wait. And I wait without you.
We just got a call from Rachel, and she told us what Russ did. It's pretty appalling. And Russ, if you're listening, I don't want to play your song anymore. Why don't we devote our time to a couple that stands a chance? Avery, Michelle, sorry she hit you with her car, and she hopes you two will work it out.
Coming in again?
Oh, not at all. Have no world and I need the cash.
It's like I'm looking in the mirror. Anyway, they're called pistachios. And they taste exactly like pistachios, but they're made primarily of reconstituted fish bits. Here, try one.
All right.
You're not allergic to anything, are you?
Cat hair.
Oh, sorry.